You have your way that we don't. Lord, I just thank you for being sovereign. I thank you for being all powerful, Lord. But at the same time, I thank you for your love and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for that you would devise a plan to care about us. Lord, I just ask that you have your way in this service. I ask that you would have your way with whatever I say, Lord. I don't want to say anything of myself. I just want to say what you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you've got your Bibles, can we go to Matthew chapter 4? Everybody there? We're close. Okay. It says, Matthew 4, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Then Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11 says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. I've been thinking this past week or so, probably past 2 weeks, and the word says the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. You ever, well, clearly today, but you ever find yourself down? You ever find yourself feeling like you're out? Feeling like, where am I? How did I get here? One thing about lions, when they hunt, they normally hunt at night. That's the most efficient way for them to hunt, because lions don't cover themselves. Typically, you see them, they're out in the grass, out in the open. So the best thing for the lion to do is to hunt at night. What Satan tries to do is, you see with Matthew chapter 4, I realize that Satan tries to tempt you with things that you already have. The crazy thing is in these verses, imagine this, Satan is offering Jesus food when Satan is offering Jesus dominion. Satan wants Jesus to prove his power. If you're not careful, the devil will try to sway you and tempt you with things that you already have. It says he walks about like a lion. Lions hunt at night. What Satan tries to do is he takes a situation, and the word says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So you have all of these things. But what he tries to do is, when these things happen to you, he tries to change your perspective on these things. Again, lions hunt at night. What Satan tries to do is to turn a situation that is made for your good and to make it seem bad. Nobody gets attacked by Satan in church. When you're in prayer, no one says, oh, you know, I was praying and I was under attack. I was in church, man, the praises are going up, and I swear, Satan just tried to kill me. It doesn't work like that. Satan tries to, just like a lion, if you think about a lion, when they hunt, which animals get caught? The slowest in the pack. The word says you have to run this race. Why does the word say run? Run with patience. Run this race. Because if you're not running fast enough, Satan will get you. Always the slowest that get attacked, that get devoured. And what was happening with me this week, when I was feeling down, God told me it's because you're not running fast enough. Keep running. I want to encourage you today to keep running. How do you run? And I know I'm sounding like a broken record because I said it last week. Pastor Michael talked about it as well. But you have to stay in the Word. You have to stay in the presence of God. That is the way that you run. Again, in the presence of God, the praise is going up, worshiping, nobody gets attacked. Satan doesn't come like that. What he will try to do is make you think that your situation is not good. He will try to make you think that there is no way out. And then he starts to speak to your mind. The darker he can make it, the better his attack. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The word also says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. The word commands us to be vigilant, not to fall asleep. In essence, don't stop running, because if you stop running, that's when the devil comes to you. That's when he tries to make it seem like you have no hope. That's when he tries to make it seem like your situation is a lot darker than it really is. He tries to twist your perspective. Let's go to Hebrews 12. The word also says, and this is not Hebrews 12, but it says to watch and pray. It says to pray without ceasing. It says to keep running. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What is that saying? Why are we trying to lay aside every weight? Because God knows that we need to run. And you can't run weighted down. Anything that's going to inhibit you from running as fast as you can, you need to get rid of it. Amen. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I don't know all of what you might be going through, but just don't stop running. Stay in the presence of God. Stay in the face of God. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if it seems like what you're doing is not working. But don't stop running. You're not going to always feel your best. You're not going to always look your best. And you're not going to always do your best. But it doesn't mean stop running. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay in the Word. Stay in His face. Stay in prayer. I don't care whether you don't see the results of it or not. I mean, today, honestly, I feel horrible. I do. But I'm not going to stop running. I know who has called me to run. And I'm not going to stop. even though I don't do everything nearly as good as I would like to do it, I'm not going to stop running. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that, Lord, your spirit would well up in us. Lord, that you would continue to comfort and encourage. Lord, you're so multifaceted. Lord, when we need strength, you have that. Lord, you talk about the fruit of the spirit. It's many things, love, joy, peace. Lord, when we need strength, thank you for being that strength. Lord, we thank you for all the things that we find contained in your spirit. Lord, we just ask that your love be multiplied. Lord, we ask that your grace be multiplied. Lord, especially your peace be multiplied. Lord, especially today. Lord, we ask that you said that your spirit is the comforter. You said that you would send a comforter. And Lord, if we didn't need that now, I don't know when we would. Lord, I just thank you for everything that you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.